Hey.
早安.
It's great to be here with you today.
很高兴今天早上跟你们在一起.
If you do not know who I am, my name is Stephen Yi.
假如你不认识我的话, 我的名字叫 Stephen Yi.
And I have the privilege of sharing God's word with you this morning.
我今天很有特权跟你们一起分享神的话语.
Please join me in a word of prayer.
请大家低头跟我一起祷告.
Dear Heavenly Father God, we praise you.
亲爱的天父神, 我们感谢你。
We praise you, God, because you are almighty and perfect.
主啊, 我们感谢你, 因为你是完美的, 你是伟大的。
Thank you, God, for your amazing grace and love.
谢谢圣圣你, 谢谢你奇异的恩典跟爱。
Thank you, God, for allowing us to come here this morning to worship you.
谢谢你让我们今天早上来, 能够来到这里敬拜你。
God, we pray that you would open our eyes.
神啊, 我求你们, 把我们的眼睛打开,
and you would open our ears to your word.
把我们的耳朵打开, 听你的话,
help us to understand it.
让我们明白,
and God, help us to live it out.
帮助我们能够活出来。
Thank you for your son Jesus.
谢谢你给我们耶稣基督, 你的儿子,
who gave his life on the cross to bring forgiveness of sin.
他把他自己钉在十字架上, 就要换恕我们的罪。
And thank you for the new life we have through him.
谢谢你给我们因他而来的新生命。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。 Amen.
Well, as a pastor, as you may know, a lot of people ask me to pray for them.
你们知道, 做一个牧师, 大概你们也知道, 很多人叫我替他们祷告。
And in the Chinese-speaking congregation as well as the English congregation, we have prayer meetings.
那中文团, 中文队跟英文的, 我们都有, 祷告会。
And I want to list, just I want to share just some of the things that we're praying for right now.
我跟你们分享, 我们替他们祷告一点什么。
We're praying for those that are sick to be healed.
我们为有生病的, 生病的人祷告, 希望他们得到医治。
We're praying for those that have cancer or terminal illness to be healed.
我们也为有癌症的, 有, 极端的病的人祷告。
We're praying for marriages that are on the verge of divorce.
我们也为婚姻在破碎的边缘上面祷告。
We're praying for those who are in financial trouble.
我们也为到, 有经济困难的人祷告。
We're praying for families that are broken.
我们为破碎的家庭祷告。
We're praying for those who are depressed or feel alone or that nobody cares.
我们也为那些忧郁的, 觉得单独的, 没有人关注, 关怀他们的人祷告。
These are the prayer requests of our very own brothers and sisters in Christ.
这些就是我们在基督里头弟兄姐妹要求的祷告。
And here's the reality.
那这个是事实。
In Christ's body, people are hurting deeply.
在耶稣基督的肢体里头, 很多人真的受伤, 受得很厉害。
And so why are there so many people desperately hurting and in need of love?
那为什么这么多人严重的受伤, 这么需要爱?
And so many others who are willing and wanting to give love, yet so few are actually getting love.
那很多人愿意给爱, 也想给他们爱, 可是真的得到的人真是少之又少。
We have a great need.
我们需要有很大的需要。
Yet we have great resources.
可是我们也有很大的资源。
A lot of people don't get love because there's a missing link between people needing love and people being loved.
很多人没有得到爱, 因为缺少了一个连结, 这个连结就是一些人需要爱, 有些人呢, 有爱。
And what is the missing link?
那到底什么是缺少了那个连结在哪里呢?
There's six words.
有六个关键词。
And it comes from Romans chapter 12, verse 5.
那就是在罗马书12章3到5节。
You are members of one another.
你们是互相的肢体。
This is the link between huge need and help.
这个呢, 这个连结呢, 就是很大的需要, 跟帮助从哪里来的连结。
We are members of one another means we belong to one another.
我们是互相的肢体, 就是说, 我们属于互相。
And so here's the main point for today.
那今天重点就在这里了。
To fulfill Jesus' command to love one another as he loved us.
那我们要完成主耶稣基督的吩咐, 叫我们彼此相爱, 好像他爱我们一样。
It demands that we understand our membership and function in His supernatural community.
就是我们要在他自然的群体里头，知道我们成员的身份跟功能。
I'm talking about the church, you and me, the body of Christ, not this building.
我是说，我们是说我们互相，并不是说这个建筑物，教会。
And if you understand who you are in membership, and you understand your function,
假如你知道你自己成员的身份，and 知道你的功能，
things would be different.
那事情就会不一样了。
If we realize that we are a supernatural community, the things we have in common, the life, and we live in this community, it will transform your life and this church.
假如我们知道我们是超自然的群体的话呢，那我们有很多共同点，我们也住在同一个群体里头，那就会改变了我们很多的生命跟教会。
You see, Jesus commands us to love one another.
耶稣吩咐我们要彼此相爱。
But where does this love come from?
可是这个爱从哪里来呢？
And this morning I want to answer two questions.
那今天早上牧师要回答两个问题。
What makes the church a supernatural community?
什么让教会成为一个超自然的群体？
And if this is true, how then do we function?
那假如这个是真的呢，我们怎么发挥我们的功能呢？
So the first thing that we must understand is that we are members of a supernatural community.
第一件事我们要知道的，我们的确是这个超自然群体的一个成员。
And I would like for you to turn or look at Acts chapter 1.
我希望大家打开使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1 sets the stage for Acts chapter 2.
那使徒行传第一章呢，就把第二章来做一个序幕。
And if you are familiar with Acts chapter 2, that's when the New Testament church starts.
那假如你熟悉第二章的话呢，这个就是新约教会爆发的时候了，开始的时候。
And so in Acts chapter 1, I want to make three observations.
所以在使徒行传，牧师要做三个分析。
What makes us supernatural?
怎么样叫我们成为超自然？
Number one, we have a supernatural origin.
第一，它有一个超自然的起源。
I want to ask to read Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 out loud.
我请大家一起跟我读，可以用中文读，使徒行传一到三节，中英都可以哈。Okay, let's start. 大家一起 ,let's start together, okay? 提亚非罗亚，我已经做了前书，临到耶稣开头一起所教训的，直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒，以后必借上身的日子为止。他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，四十天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。
Now we see here the author Luke is writing and telling his brother Theophilus the background of this book.
那我们在这里看到呢，路加呢在这里呢，就是告提提亚非罗大人，讲到第一节，叫他回去看第一章。
He refers to the former book of Luke, talking about Jesus's life and ministry.
他呢叫他回去看看第一章，讲到主耶稣基督的生命跟他的侍奉。
And after Jesus died and rose from the dead, he began to give the disciples his plan for what he was going to do.
主耶稣基督死了之后，三天复活之后，他升天之前呢，他告诉他的门徒的一个计划。
What he was going to do before he ascended back to heaven.
就是说他升三天之前，之后会发生什么事情。
So I want to highlight four phrases here in this passage.
所以呢，我要有四个亮点跟你们分享在这一段里头。
What makes us, why do we have a supernatural origin?
为什么我们有一个超自然的起源?
You see, Jesus gave instruction.
你看耶稣是给我们的指导的。
It began with a divine command from the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
就是万王之王，万主之主开始给我们的教训。
And not only that, but we are chosen. We are a chosen group of people.
我们也是被拣选的一个队。
Set apart for God's plan.
分开来成就神的计划。
And you see convincing proofs.
而且有很能够说动的那个证据。
As the disciples, they risked their lives to share Jesus.
他们门徒们牺牲他们的生命，冒险的来讲耶稣的事情。
And within that period of 40 days, Jesus performed many miracles.
在这个40天耶稣基督升天之前呢，他做了很多很多奇妙的事情。
So that all who witness would know.
所有的人证明看到了都知道。
And not only that.
不但只是如此。
This happened in real time in Jerusalem.
而且是在当时同时发生的事情。
People could see Jesus. They could hear Jesus. They could touch Jesus.
人们呢可以看到耶稣，听到耶稣，摸到耶稣。
You are a part of a supernatural community because it has a supernatural origin.
你就是这一个超自然起源的一部分，而且呢，你呢就是因为你是一个分子。
Did you know you are also part of another supernatural community?
你知不知道你也是另外一个超自然的成员呢
？How many of you have a family?
多少人是有家庭的
？All of us.
我们都有，我们都有家庭。
Mother, father, sister, brother.
妈妈、爸爸、姐妹、兄弟。
Do you feel any obligation towards your family?
那你对他们有什么义务吗
？I tell you this: if my wife Debbie or my children were ever in need, I would drop everything and go to them.
我告诉你，假如我的太太 Debbie 跟我的小孩有什么需要的话，我什么都不管了，就去帮助他们。
I would do anything possible.To help them out.
我要什么我能做的事情，我都要做了帮他。
And why is that?
为什么呢
？It's because we have a common origin.
因为我们有共同的起源。
What about the brother or sister in Christ sitting next to you this morning?
那今天坐在你旁边的基督徒的弟兄姐妹又怎么样呢
？Just as you have an obligation to your biological family.
啊，好像你对你自己的家庭的人有责任。
We have an even greater obligation, responsibility to our family in Christ.
我们对我们基督徒里头家庭的成员呢，更加应该有义务跟那个责任。
We have a bond that is greater and deeper.
我们有一个连结，很深的连结在一起。
Because of the common origin that we have in Jesus Christ.
因为我们有共同的在耶稣基督起来的起源。
And so we have the supernatural origin, and we also have the supernatural agenda.
同时呢，我们也有超自然的实体。
I'd like for you to read now Acts chapter 1 verses 4 through 7 out loud together.
Okay, 牧师也教我们大家一起读《使徒行传》第一章第四到第七节关于超自然的实际行为。我们请大家一起读。耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。他们聚集的时候，问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国，就在这时候吗？耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄，所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。
Now in this passage, the disciples were wondering if Jesus' plan would accomplish their plans.
那在这里呢，门徒们呢就想呢，耶稣基督的计划是不是他们的计划
？You see them asking, is he going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
你看他们就问你什么时候复兴以色列国
？But Jesus had different plans.
可是耶稣基督有不同的计划。
Jesus was talking about the kingdom of God.
耶稣基督呢只讲天国的事。
What is the kingdom of God?
那什么是天国
？It's when God's rulership reigns.
就是主也就是父神的权管理一切。
When God rules and His will is being accomplished.
当神来管理，而他的愿他的旨意得到成全。
When people are rightly related to God.
当我们每个人都真正实实的很正确的属于主。
People are right with one another.
我们对互相呢就会有个很正确的关系。
And we are reaching out in love to those that are not right with God.
我们可以向一些对神没有认识的人来帮助他们。
We have a supernatural agenda.
我们需要实际的超自然的实际行为。
We have a great mission.
我们有一个很大的侍奉要做。
Let me ask you a question.
我要问你一个问题。
Many of you have formed extremely close bonds with other people, right?
我们有很多人呢，跟其他的朋友呢，可能有很好、很严密的关系。
How many of you have ever been on a team?
你们有几个人参加过队伍的
？Raise your hand.
请你举手，有参加队伍的。
Most of us, whether it's sports team, musical group, a work team.
那大部分的人都有了，可能球队啦，参加音乐队啦，然后还有其他的队伍。
I tell you this, some of the closest relationships I have are with people that I've been on a team with.
那我跟老师跟你讲，我跟人家最严密的关系呢，就是在我们在同一个队伍里头。
And it's because we have a common agenda.
因为我们有一个大家一个共同的实际行为。
How many of you are American football fans?
有几个人喜欢看美国足球，美式足球，很好，很多。
Okay, NFL season is starting next week, or this week.
那球赛呢，这一个星期呢，就要开始了。
I'm a big football fan, and I hear all the time about these athletes that get hurt during the game, but yet they want to do whatever they can to stay in the game and keep playing.
牧师是一个球员，他也听到好多球员呢，他们受伤了，虽然他们受伤，他们也很快很快的想回到他们的队里头，因为他们队伍里的人需要他们。
And you ask them why, and they say it's because we are on this team together, and I can't let my team down.
你问他为什么你受伤还这么快赶回来？他说我是属于这个队伍的，我不能令这个队伍失望。
You see, when you have an agenda or mission together that is bigger than yourself.
当你有一个实际的行动比你自己更大的事的话呢
？And you buy into it with your heart, it produces incredible bonds.
那你就会在心里跟他们有一个很不能自信的那个连结。
The goal of professional football is to win the Super Bowl.
那职业球队呢？职业足球呢？目的呢，就是要赢那个超级杯。
And yet, what about us as the body of Christ?
那我们在主的肢体里头又是怎么样说呢
？We have a mission that is much bigger than winning the Super Bowl.
我们的呢也有一个很大比赢那个超级杯更重要的目标。
Our mission is to reach the lost people of Phoenix, Arizona, the United States, and the end of the world.
我们的目的呢，就拯救那些失丧的人，在凤凰城，在美国，直到地及全世界的终点。
We are a family. We are a team.
我们是一家人，我们是一个队伍。
We have a supernatural origin, a supernatural agenda, and we must function as a team.
我们有一个超自然的起源，我们要一个超自然的实际行为，我们一定要好好的活出一个。好像一个队伍一样。
Each of us must do our part.
每一个人都要做自己的那个部分。
Going back to sports, how do we feel about a team member that just shows up to the game but neglects to show up for practices?
好，我们再回答看球队。假如是你们看到有一个人呢，他呢就呢参加球队，可是他也不来练习，也不来做什么的，你会怎么感觉呢？
If someone never comes to practice, how much do you think they can expect to actually play in the game?
那你想想，一个人从来都不来练习的话，你想他可以打球吗？
Not very much.
那不太可能啦。
And how do you usually feel about those people that only show up to the game?
那些不来参加训练的人，你对他们有什么感觉呢？你觉得他们怎么样呢？
How close do you feel to them?
那你对他们会不会觉得很紧密呢？
Not very close.
不会的啦。
And who usually has the worst attitudes on the team?
那谁会有在队伍里头有最坏的态度呢？
It's usually those that sit on the bench.
就是那些坐在长板凳上面的那些观望者。
And I know because I've always been on the bench.
我知道，因为我自己也坐在长板凳上过。
I sit on the sideline and say, "Oh, they should do that. They need to do that. They should do that better."
我坐在旁边说，哎，他们应该站着打这样子，他们应该做这个做那个。
Do you know where the most problems come from in churches?
你知道教会里头最大的问题是什么呢？
People that are just sitting on the bench.
就是那些坐在板凳上的人呢。
Just sitting on the sideline, doing nothing.
坐在旁边什么都不做。
People who are unconsciously having this consumer mentality.
那很多人呢，不自觉的就有一种这样的想法。
The church must feed me.
好像一个消费者一样，教会呢应该喂养我。
The church doesn't have this for me.
可教会没有这个给我。
I can't believe they changed the style of music that week.
我真的不相信他们把音乐这个形式都改变了。
The music was too loud. It was too quiet. The church didn't have any filtered bottled water for me.
教会里头也没有给我过滤的水喝。
The youth are having pizza again for lunch.
年轻的组他们又吃披萨了。
You know why this happens?
你知道为什么吗？
Because we don't have the same agenda.
因为我们大家没有一些实际的行为。
We have a supernatural origin, a supernatural agenda, and third, we have a supernatural power.
我们有一个超自然的起源，超自然的实际行动。现在我们要有一个超自然的能力。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
使徒行传一章八节说，当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Jesus, being all powerful and totally in control, he tells his disciples.
那耶稣基督他有全能的，他告诉他的门徒。
I will give you power to be my witnesses to all of the world.
我会给你能力，你去做全世界替我做见证。
Start where you are and go from there.
从你开始的地方去，开始从你开始的地方去别的地方。
Did you know that as a Christian you have the Holy Spirit of God in you?
你知不知道你是基督徒，你在你身体里头有一个圣灵住在里头。
The power of God in you to do everything God has created and gifted you to do.
圣灵在你里头给你能力，让你能够要神要你做什么，你可以做得到的。
When you are in the supernatural community, it offers bonding through team.
在你在一个超自然的群体里头，你呢就有能力做那些事情。
Being in community brings about loyalty through the concept of having power.
那在这个群体里头呢，你呢就会有忠心的为这个群体来得到能力。
Many of us, we experience this on a daily basis.
啊，很多人呢，我们每天都经验这个。
What are the human institutions that provide community to us?
我们人类的群体又给我们什么东西呢？
Our family, the teams that we're a part of, the clubs that we're a part of.
就是我们的家庭，我们的队伍，我们的其他的一起的聚集。
Even being a member of Costco.
就算你是 Costco 的会员。
You're a part of the Costco team.
你就是 Costco 的一群，其中的一份子。
And we have the power together to buy in bulk.
那我们有机会可以买很多很多东西。
Giving.Receiving loyalty, commitment.
给接受，然之后忠心跟给。
You see, but that's just human stuff.
可是呢，就是我们俗世的东西而已，人类的东西。
We are followers of Jesus Christ.
我们是耶稣的跟从者。
We are members of a supernatural community with a supernatural origin, agenda, and power.
我们这个超自然的群体里头，我们有超自然的起源，我们要超自然的实际行动。
This may sound simple.
这个听起来好像很简单。
But if you believe this, then you can never look at life and the church the same way again.
假如你相信的话，你就不会再用你现在自己的眼光来看教会，看一切了。
You see, if you believe you're a part of the supernatural community with its origin, agenda, and power, it changes everything.
假如你真的相信你是属于一个超自然的群体，超自然的起源，超自然的能力，你的所有的事情都会不一样。
You'll stop looking for what the church can do for you.
你就会停止的看，教会会替我做什么。
And start looking for what you can do for others.
那当然，当然你就会说我能够替教会做什么。
And not only that, but you look for what God can do in and through you for His mission and His kingdom.
那同时呢，你又会看到神要在你身上怎么样做他的事工，为他的王国做事。
You are members of one another. You belong.
你是互相的肢体，你属于互相。
So here's the challenging part.
所以呢，现在呢，我有个挑战的部分给你们。
The truth is that we aren't experiencing supernatural community in our relationships like most of us would like to.
那真实的事情呢，就是呢，我们没有经验到超自然群体的好像的关系，就像我们现在一样。
So I want to turn your attention to Romans chapter 12.
所以我希望你们打开罗马书十二章。
How do we experience the supernatural community?
我们怎么样得到超自然的能力?
What makes it authentic Christian community?
怎么样成为一个真实的基督徒的, 群体?
There's three things I want to share with you.
有三样东西我要跟你们分享。
So look at Romans chapter 12, starting in verse 3.
那看看罗马书12章3节。
It says, For by grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
罗马书12章3节,我凭着所赐我的恩,对你们个人说,不要看自己过于所当看的,要照着神所分给个人信心的大小,看得合乎中道。
So how do we develop authentic community?
那我们怎么样发展我们真实的群体呢?
It starts by possessing an accurate view of ourselves.
就是要对我们有真实的那个态度,看法。
If you want to experience this kind of authentic Christian community, it begins with humility.
假如你要体验那个真实的基督的群体的话呢,一开始的话,我们要谦卑。
And I made a mistake on the outline.
那我呢,在这里做了一点错误。
That key word should be humility.
那个字呢,应该就是谦卑,不是脆弱的。
As it says in the verse, rather think of yourself with sober judgment.
那不要看你自己呢,批评你自己。
What is humility?
什么是谦卑?
Humility is having a right perspective about who you are.
谦卑呢,就是对自己正确的看法。
If you think about it, it's arrogance to act like things are okay all the time.
其实你想想看,假如你觉得样样事情都很好的话呢,其实是一个傲慢的态度。
It's arrogant even to downplay the strengths that you have.
这样子的傲慢呢,其实贬低了你自己的实力。
Let's for example say, I am very talented in music.
做一个例子啊,我说我很,对音乐很有才能。
If I were to say, oh, no, I'm not very good, I can't do that.
可是呢,你明明自己很有才能,你说,不行,我不会的。
But in reality, I am very capable, that is false humility.
那其实呢,我很会音乐才能,那假如我这样讲的,就是虚假的谦卑。
Humility is having a right understanding of yourself.
谦卑呢,就要真正的知道自己。
It allows you to acknowledge your strengths and your weaknesses.
让你知道什么是你的强项,什么是你的弱点。
And not to be ashamed.
那也不会为此而觉得不好意思。
Because here's the thing, the benefit of humility, it allows us to be vulnerable.
因为什么呢? 因为我们谦卑的话呢,就让我们有点觉得自己弱,脆弱。
To be able to say, this is what I can do, but here are my limitations. I need help in this.
就说,这个事情我是可以做的,可是呢,我有限度,那个这个就是谦卑。
Being vulnerable may be something we don't look forward to or seek to live in.
那被脆弱的就是我们有些事情我们不能做,可是我们知道,我们有限度。
But here's the great thing about being vulnerable.
那可以谦卑的话呢,有一个很好的好处。
It opens the door for us to receive love.
当我们把我们的门打开,我们可能就可以接受爱了。
To be able to come to a point, a realization that we actually need help.
当我们真实知道,我们真的需要帮助。
So what makes us, what helps us to develop authentic community? Humility.
那怎么样让我们成为真实的那个群体呢? 就是我们要谦卑自己起来。
And the second thing we see is that nurturing a healthy appreciation of others helps us to develop this community.
第二呢,要对别人的培养,欣赏别人。
Romans chapter 12 verse 4 through the first half of verse 5 says this, Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body.
Get it because it's not here.
Oh.
罗马书
But the key word here in this passage is
那个主要的字在这里呢
is thankfulness
就是感谢
And you can all turn to that passage yourself, but I want to move on here because the realization that we don't have to do everything.
Now we go back to the verse. Okay. 正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。 我们这许多人在基督里成为一身。
When we learn to appreciate others, we realize that we don't have to do everything.
当我们欣赏别人的话呢，我们知道我们不需要一定要怎么样做。
But what we need to do is figure out who we are and how we're gifted.
那可是其实呢，就是我们要想象我们是怎么样，我们有哪一些才能。
And then do our part.
然后之后呢，做我们的那个部分。
I thank God that He didn't create all of us the same.
我谢谢神没有把我们造成一样。
We each have our own gifts and talents that are unique.
我们自己的才能，我们也有我们特别的地方。
And we are to use those gifts and talents to do the work God has created us to do.
我们应该用我们的才能做神要我们做制造我们做的事。
And there's no better evidence than if you were to ask my wife Debbie.
那真的也没有，假如你问我的太太Debbie的话。
If you were to ask her, she would say she is very thankful that there is only one Stephen Yee in the world.
假如你问她的话，她说哦，感谢神，这世界只有一个Stephen Yee.
Because she wouldn't be able to put up with two.
因为她不能够应付两个Stephen Yee.
We need each other.
我们需要互相需要。
And when we understand that this is how God made us as the church.
那我们就知道这样子是神要我们在教会做的。
We become thankful for our different strengths and even become thankful in our weakness.
那我们为我们的强项来感谢神，也为我们的弱点来感谢神。
But you have to figure out how God made and wired you so that you can function.
可是你要知道神怎么样制造你，怎么样把你连线起来，所以你才能够发挥你的功能。
And so here's the last point.
最后的一点。
We must practice a loyal allegiance to one another.
我们一定要对彼此忠心。
Romans chapter 12 verse 5 says,
罗马书十二章五节说,
And each member belongs to all the others.
互相联络做肢体也是如此。
And the key word here is commitment.
最重要的一个字，关键词呢，就是委身。
Did you know you belong to the other brothers and sisters of this church?
你知道你是属于其他族内的弟兄姐妹。
And I don't want you to misinterpret this passage. It's not about trying harder.
我不要你误解这一个经段，不是叫你特别的去努力的做什么。
This passage is talking about commitment.
这一个段落叫我们委身。
The whole message is about how Jesus knew our greatest need and He provided for our greatest need.
重要的是耶稣基督知道我们需要什么，他也给我们我们需要的。
And you are a part of this supernatural community if you have put your faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
你也会成为这个超自然的群体里的一份子，假如你把你的信心摆在主耶稣基督里头。
Jesus is saying, this is the life I created you to live. Now live it and love like me.
耶稣说，我把你造作成这样子，你就这样子生活，跟我一样。
And so here's a few points of application.
那我有几点实用的方法。
In light of what we just studied,
我们刚才读到的,
you must understand that no individual Christian can function by themselves.
你要知道，没有一个基督徒可以单独的发挥他的功能。
Are you living this life all alone?
你是不是在这个世界自己一个人单独的生活呢？
Who is your spiritual family?
谁是你的属灵的家庭？
Is there anyone that would notice or follow up with you if you didn't show up on one Sunday?
假如有一个星期天，你没有在这里，有没有人注意到你？有没有人会跟进你，问你为什么你不来？
And I don't ask this so that you will feel sad.
我不是说这个让你感觉到好难过。
If you don't have these type of people in your life or these type of relationships, it's time for us to reach out in love.
那假如你没有这种关系的话，这个是时候，就是我们要伸出手来 reach out 来帮助大家了。
But here's the starting point.
这个就是起点。
It starts with a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
第一呢，我们就要跟我们主耶稣基督有个人的关系。
Because if you have not put your faith in Jesus Christ, then you are not a part of this supernatural family.
因为你跟主耶稣基督没有私人的关系，个人的关系的话，你就不是这个超自然家庭的成员。
The second point of application is that no member of this supernatural community is more or less important than the others.
第二个实际的说法呢，就是说，没有一个超自然家庭的成员，他是被别的人。能力高一点，还是比别人高的，还是比别人差，没有一个，大家都一样。
Do you know the part that you should play?
你知不知道你自己应该做哪一个部分呢？
Are you doing your part?
你是不是在做你那个部分呢？
And if you don't know where you fit in, then come talk to me, come talk to somebody.
假如你不知道你怎么样应该怎么样做，你来跟我讲，跟别人讲也行啊。
I'll be happy to walk with you and help you to figure out how God has created you to serve and live on mission.
我很愿意帮助你，让你知道神将在你 身上要你怎么样做来完成他的事工。那最后一点呢，我要讲的，我们一定要在我们真实的生活上面互相连结。
If we want to experience the truth that we are members of one another.
假如我们真的要体验事实，我们是 互相是肢体的话。
And so I ask you, are you in consistent fellowship with the family of God?
那我想问你，你是不是一直一贯的来跟其他的会员有那个联络呢？
Are you in a small group? Are you in a Bible study?
你有没有参加队伍，小组队伍？你有没有查经团体去查经呢？
Make it a priority. Make people a priority.
把这个当成你的优先的次序，把人当成你的优先次序。
Why aren't more people getting loved in the midst of all of this need?
为什么有这么多人没有得到爱在这么需要，他们这么有需要？
It's because we as the church must grasp our membership in this supernatural community.
因为我们教会一定要抓住这一些会成员在这一个超自然的群体里头。
And when we live in this truth, we will see God do great things.
当我们在真实的生活里头生活的话呢，我们就会看到主做的大。
Please pray with me.
请大家低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father God,
亲爱的父神，
we thank you and we praise you.
我们谢谢你，我们赞美你。
God, thank you for your word, the truth.
谢谢你给我们真实的话语。
Thank you, God, for this new identity that we have in your Son, Jesus Christ.
谢谢你给我们有真在耶稣基督里头真正的身份。
Thank you, God, for giving us a purpose and a mission in life.
谢谢你给我们在人生生命里头，我们有目的，我们有我们的侍奉。
And thank you, God, that you have not created us to live alone.
谢谢你没有把我们制造成单独的生活。
But you have created us to live together for your glory, for your kingdom.
你为我造就我们，为你的荣耀，为你的王国。
And so God, I pray we would live out your command to love one another.
主啊，我甘愿每一个人都活出来，互相彼此相爱。
And that we would love one another within the context of community here at Northwest Chinese Baptist Church.
我们也要在我们西北华人教会，在这个社区里头活出彼此相爱。
And that as we live out our identity as a supernatural community.
当我们活出我们真正的身份，在这个超自然的群体，
We will experience you changing lives and changing the world.
我们就会经验你改变这个世界，改变生命。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.